Forehand is put back into court. Very deep, too deep from her catch. Looks up at the chair. The call is confirmed. And Tiafoe's 3 points away.
And I think you're right, Gigi, when you talk about the legs of her catch. You know, just again, he just sort of gave that flex where it's like there's just starting to feel a little extra tension, which I'm not surprised.
Love 15. Serves out wide, mid-court return, backhand swung cross-court, and it's missed.
Only marginally, but by enough to give Tiafoe a love 30. Didn't mind the redirect there from her catch, but just not quite safe enough. Wanders over, gets the towel, but now what an opportunity potentially for Tiafoe,
who has won 10 of the last 15 points, and he's 2 points away from the win. Can he get a first serve? Yes, he can. It's snapped back to his feet. What a return, a serve from the American to bring up triple match point after 4 hours and 41 minutes.
Lightning can strike so quickly, having been so tight for so long all the way through this match. Tiafoe, great start to this game, and then picks the right strike, slams that forehand, three match points his way.
Needs the serve. Oh, he's missed it. He went down the tee. He wants to have a look at it. No, he's fine with it. Oh. Second serve, triple match point down. Clips the top of the net as it's going out wide. Oh, match points Tiafoe. Oh my word.
So struggling to get up for those second serves. We talk about the legs potentially being in some trouble. Has not been able to really get up, and they've just cleared them.
Serves out wide, have good deep serve, but it comes back. He's inside the baseline, has to retreat. Hercats with his double-handed backhand. This is slightly off backhand, a looping spinny ball from Tiafoe. Drop short from Hercats. He's pummeling Tiafoe, who's defending now. He switches it cross, got the forehand cross, got lovely angle from Hercats, and he's got it! Francis Tiafoe finds the angle, goes cross-court, and then leaps into the crowd.
Tremendous celebrations here. What joy on court 14.
4 hours, 43 minutes, 6-4 in the fifth. He goes round to give a hug to Hercats, to the chair umpire, and now to the crowd.
Whips the shirt off.
And he's roaring down the camera lens on the court, and he's screaming bare-chested. Now he's showing his guns to everyone.
Bouncing around like a prize fighter.
Poor old Hubie's trying to wave to the crowd, but her catch is, but Tiafoe's beating his chest. He's left his shirt in the middle of the court. He's now lying on his back on his chair. I think he might be there for a while. He is through. Wow.
You don't normally see celebrations like that when a champion has won a major. That both men gave absolutely everything in that match. You can hear the crowd bouncing around behind Tiafoe. He's got the big faux necklace dangling. His head bowed over. What joy.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Right, to Susan Longland. Deanne Parry is trying to close out the match for her place in the third round. Coco Gauff is underway against Maya Sharif. Second meeting between the two.
Avantage, Gauff.
It's a lot calmer on Susan Longland.
Going from the last game of a five-set thriller to the first game of a long afternoon on Susan Longland.
Cool. And Deanne Parry just missed the opportunity to bring up match point.
A high forehand into the net and open court.
Oh, gosh. Maya Sharif puts lashings of spin on the inside-out forehand. Draws the error from Coco Gauff. This court is, the playing surface is completely covered in shade between the two.
Still some sunshine on the players as such, but, certainly on Sharif on one side of the court, but almost fully covered in terms of both players as well. So that gives an indication that sun is, creeping across. And It's a little different matter out on the main stadium court here, Philippe Chatrier, which is still emblazoned in sunshine.
Goff for the game point. Quick look up from Goff, look around, back down she goes. Came through qualifying, Maya Sharif, who's 129. So he's got a fair few matches under her belt. The three in qualifying, then the first round. So four matches on the Roland Garros clay as Coco Gauff gets off to a good start, holds her serve. So she has a, despite how successful she is, a kind of love-hate relationship with the surface, finds it messy. She gets lots of cuts, breaks nails. It's all a bit, happens on the clay because you're throwing yourself around everywhere.
Yeah, you really are. And when you move like she does, such a supreme defender, so athletic. You know, she's getting a lot more balls, and as a result, the points are longer, and you are more prone to doing a little damage to yourself.
They previously met in Cincinnati. That was back in 2023. It was 2-2 for Goff in a second round meeting. How's Deanne Parry doing?
She has a match point here.
Let's nip across to Philippe Chatrier, as we are so close to it, to see if Deanne Parry, with a very heavy strapping on her left thigh.
It's the ball toss on that first one, just a little askew.
Probably thinking about what's going on here. Thunders a serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court. The forehand cross court and deep from Parry, who scampers around. Ooh, puts some spin, sticks the ball up high. Anne Lee will try and bring it down on the forehand side. The backhand netted. There's the roar. There's the first one. She's played a lot of tennis lately. Played, I think, the 125 in Paris, won the final because Madison Keys retired.
Yes.
She would then go on and beat Emma Raducanu in her first match there. So a lot of tennis in the legs of Deanne Parry, but congratulations to her in her home slam through to the third round.
Well, and that's two impressive wins on this main stadium court. And we talk about French players and the burden they carry in terms of expectation. She's now delivered twice on the main stadium court in Paris. Good form. I love watching her play. Her backhand is sublime with the single hander coming over the ball, coming under the ball, and I really like the easy power in her forehand. Great win.
I'll keep you across everything else. Félix Auger-Aliassime is getting his act together.
Camila Osorio prevails 7-5 in the third set against Putintseva on court number 13.
Maya Sharif, the age of 30 now, has been as high as 31 in the world back in 2023. Mentioned she's now down around the qualifying mark. Played a fair bit of clay.
Mm, and clearly, you know,
loves the surface.
Loves the surface. Her natural surface. She knows the nuances, but so does Goff, as you would expect from a defending champion here at Roland Garros.
I'm just going back to last. If I go back to last June, 7 matches in a year not played on clay.
So very, very clearly a preference, a priority as to where you're going. And I'm assuming with her ranking at certain stages, that will have got her into majors, and she may well have gone to
a lot of 125s. I would say 90% are 125s. The hardcourt US was first round of the US Open.
Yep.
There was the Australian Open qualifying first round, so that's not tour level. But in terms of her matches for the last year, just a handful not played on the clay.
Hantan.
Before this, she was at the 125 in Parma. Won one, then lost one. Fell in qualifying for Rome. Wasn't into the qualifying for Madrid. So really, before, this is her first tour level match, as I race through.
Well, aside from her first round win, but first tour
level. Tour level tournament since, crikey, I have to keep going back, since I think the US Open first round.
So that's an extended stint, almost 9 months, you know, playing at a slightly lower level. Beautiful, heavily topspinning forehand there from her, and then the lovely follow-up with the drop shot, which demonstrates it's very much a classical clay court play. Get your rival as deep as possible and then drop shot on the other side, the dropper, and she executed that one perfectly.
She beat Dal McGalphy in the first round of Hungary, 7-5, 6-4. But yeah, wow, her last tour-level match before this tournament was the US Open. But she's been working very hard on the clay. There's been semi-finals and finals in there at that 1-2-5 level. And now a chance to test herself on her favourite surface against one of the best players in the world. As Goff goes back down the line and cross-court into the corner goes Sharif. And onto the sidelines goes Goff.
Great precision, great yeah, movement to get wide because she was really pushed wide there by the heavy topspinning forehand of Sharif. Goff, again, a beautiful mover and just whipped through that, whipped across it. I think Sharif couldn't believe how well she actually hit that ball from the position she was in. You see her rock back in a little bit of disbelief.
The usual familiar Goff team are in the box. JC Farrell, her coach, Gavin McMillan, he's also a coach, but he's the biomechanics expert that came in for the serve, but very much part of the team. Candy, her mum is there. Dad will be somewhere if he's here. He might be with her brothers because they're also into their sport and needing a parent with them. The lofted spinny ball up and again from Sharif. Look at these just big old high balls that she's sticking up in the air. And Goff is having to hit everything from above shoulder height. And another one that sits up. Goff with her forehand goes down the line. And another one sits up. Then drop shot from Goff. Oh, just didn't react to it quick enough, Maya Sharif.
Just exquisite touch as well from the American.
Goff.
Really well assessed that situation. And she was on the baseline. There was a lot of spin, but she just shaped as though she was going to hit a double fister, leap into it, and last minute cuts back under it with the single hand. Delightful tennis, delightful stroke.
And she'd had enough of all those high balls, and she's like, I'm not hitting another one above head height. So break point for Goff for 2-love. 5-love now, Felix Auger-Aliassime in the second set, having dropped the first. Maya Sharif serves down the tip. Oh, it's right into the body of Goff.
Just got a little bit cramped. Perhaps that one kicked just slightly into it. It was directed down to the forehand, down the tee. Martin Landolucci out on court number 9 did take the fourth set 7-5. So Now 3-love up in the fifth against Vit Kapriva. Having dropped the first two tests, winning just 3 games in the first two sets, could well be turning around another really talented young Spanish player.
Rafa Hoddard still in the draw. Right,
so plenty to cheer for the Spanish, even without the great champion.
Incredible, isn't it?
Carlos Alcaraz here this year.
Young players they've got coming through. Game point, Sharif. Wearing the white visor, the curly hair, and a high ponytail out of the back of it as she steps back and spins that very, very high ball. It sits through the middle of the court from Goff, and Goff with her forehand spins it cross-court onto the service line. The noise you can hear is Maya Sharif. It goes down the line, backhand cross-court from Goff onto the service line, backhand up line from Sharif, just in from Goff.
An extended opening service game here for Sharif. She's having to work really hard. Goff working her around the court well. Great athleticism from both women. Both women having heavily topspinning shots here.
Wow, yes.
Lots and lots and lots of work on the ball. But Goff just able to work her over so much that she shanks that last one. Yeah, shanked. Proper shank.
Lashings of spin on these balls.
7 minutes, 15 seconds as Sharif steps up to serve in this service game.
Deuce, but she misses that first serve. She's going to have a little look.
Goff not impressed by the fact that she is going to have a look.
I mean, it was a really not impressed kind of...
Oh. Yep. Did not, the facial expression was just, come on.
She didn't hide it, did she?
Yeah.
There's no disguise there. Just clearing Philippe Chatrier, head of Arena Sabalenka's arrival.
Avantage Goff.
And again, there was about 10 bounces between that before that second serve, a delayed or lengthy sort of pause in play. So that's something that Coco will need to be mindful of with Sharif, that there will be some play, you know, it'll be a slower play. There'll be some, yeah, she's a veteran who has some guile.
Yeah. First serve down the tee, forehand slap through the middle of the court. again, these high spinny balls sitting up. And that's all she's going to get from Sharif right now. Down line goes Goff. Wow, they're getting high as a real old moon ball. Goff is having to leap in fear to hit these balls. Four, she puts enough work on it of her own. There's the drop shot. Well, short slice at the end from Maya Sharif, who tries to bunt it back, but Goff put a lot of pressure, came forward, drew the error, and she's broken the serve for two love.
Great work there from Goff. She was stretched. You talk about that that high moon ball in... I was watching Alexandra Olienkova this morning against the Australian. She beat the Australian Kimberly Birrell, who had defeated Jess Pegula earlier in this tournament, 10-5 in a super tiebreaker. And does she find some height on some of her defensive shots, and not even defensive shots. And it is a great strategy because she does change the tempo, the trajectory. She upsets the rhythm, and there's a reason for it.
You frustrate your opponent
absolutely,
so much.
Absolutely. And she played a superb match, just got there in the end, but through to the third round, the right-hander from Ukraine.
It would just annoy anyone. I mean, if Sharif moonballs for the next 2 hours, can you imagine Goff at the end of it?
She'll have a trouble raising her hand to ask a question, I would have thought.
Forehand down the line from Goff, cross court. Sharif is the one making the noise. Goes inside in with her forehand down the line, and good. I love having line judges because you look for their limbs. Now we've lost line judges. That yes, there's a noise, but sometimes if it's really noisy or you're in a very high commentary box, but here, hand in and out. I have missed them.
Just clip the side of the line.
Missed the limbs.
You do?
Yeah. Serve down the tee, the off forehand. I understand why it's happened. It wasn't the best of drop shots from Goff. It sat up. Sharif says, thank you very much.
The greatest gift you'll get in a point today from Coco Goff.
That
is not a great drop shot, a dropper or droppy, and an atrocious lob. But 15 all.
A bad droppy and atrocious lob. How about that for a combination?
Not one you want on the Thursday afternoon in stifling heat.
Not winning any points, is it? Goff 15 all, steps in. She's inside the base and now retreats to the backhand down the line. That one stops short. Forehand up the line and long from Sharif.
Just marginally overcooked that one. Out on court number 12, Daria Kasatkina. Just keeping an eye on that scoreline, and she's had about 5 match points in this tiebreaker, and each time the match point goes begging. Just wondering whether, against Susan Bandecki from Switzerland, whether she can close this match out. She was down 5-1 in the first set, took it 7-5, down 5-3 in the second set, and that's another match point gone begging. Now 11 all in that tiebreaker out on court number 12.
Coco Gauff having some ball tossing trouble. Now serves down the tee. You can imagine what she's getting from Sharif. I don't even know how to describe it, but she does flatten out the backhand, the Egyptian down the line. Then she slams that forehand, and there's a little drop shot that starts up, and Sharif comes back and slices it. Goff goes for the pass. The little droppy, that felt like a droppy. That word was perfect for that. It just dropped over.
The only thing there the Australian would say was a volley, so you almost have to say, you can't say droppy volley, I don't think.
Oh, droppy sounds better.
Droppy, definitely.
Droppy, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, it was beautiful touch.
It was beautiful, yes.
But a droppy volley?
No, it doesn't sound right, does it? It sounds like droopy.
Droopy.
Yeah. It was far from a droopy volley. It was a lovely droppy. It wasn't a droopy volley. That come on was JC Forel in the Goff camp.
And that's because Coco Goff just sliced a serve that almost took out the baseline lines judge and had so much work on it and angled away from her rival.
Sharif has crouched really low off the returner serve. That fist bump, I feel, tells me an Australian may have gone through. I think that tiebreak's come to an end. Goff has come to the net. She volleys. It sits up. Sharif will get there and it's long. So Goff is consolidated for three love. Meanwhile, on court number 12, Courtney.
Daria Kasatkina progresses, makes it one Australian winner from three. Look, I'm very invested in the Aussies in my writing duties. And good to see her get through 7-5, 7-6. She's had a rough year, but some good signs in the last month or so. And we know that she's a former semi-finalist here in Paris.
I think that Eva Lys is in the Coco Gauff box. Pretty sure. Matthew says, really enjoying the commentary today. Looking forward to your commentary of the next 2 hours. What's the commentary schedule for tomorrow? Matthew, you're always asking for our commentary schedule.
Well, and I've got to say, one of the marvels of the modern world is how swiftly and how well you get the rotor out. It is incredible.
I know what it's like. People need to make plans. And when it comes through late and people are like, where is it? So I'd rather get it done. I'm with Eleanor tonight for the night session.
I am on tomorrow morning with the great Marcus Buckland.
Well, there you go. There's a Mark. I think, am I on Marcus 7 to 8:15?
You are indeed on at 7 to 8. So Gigi, myself, will you just drop in and kick us off, make sure that we've got Marcus is actually wearing, appropriate clothing after today's.
Well, he just look like a doctor of tourism. And yesterday he came in like he'd just been for a run. I don't know what's happened to him. He's normally so smart.
Oh, very, very sharply dressed.
Look, very different this year.
It is a tricky one with the hot conditions. Today
we're all managing to look
very civilized. Today I've had to go for the tea without the polo because I bought 5 polo shirts with me.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, occasionally through the European summer, you can sneak a second wear because it's not that hot, but yeah. It's been so hot that I just wouldn't want to put anyone through it.
Oh,
all
right.
5
okay.
days of polos. Right. Washing the polos today
I did a wash today, yeah. It's that kind of weather when you've got to be turning over the clothes quite
yes.
a lot. 20 minutes on the clock. Sharif serves down the tee. The backhand down the line, the backhand cross court from Sharif, the backhand cross court from Goff, the backhand down the line from Sharif, forehand up the line from Goff, backhand down the line. That's a beauty from Sharif, just keeping the ball lower.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful flatter as well. Yeah. Flattened through that. Matt also just had a question at the end. How hot does it get in the summer in Australia? Well, Gigi, you're well placed to say that, having been down through many Australian Opens, very hot.
Yeah, and in the 40s this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it can be blazing.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
You know, it's a different heat.
It's like the hairdryer heat.
Yeah, Melbourne is an oven, or a hairdryer is, when the wind is blowing, it's like a hairdryer. But you don't often get the sustained run in Melbourne of sort of 6 or 7 or 8 days like here. You might get 2 or 3 days, high 30s, low 40s.
Well, the crazy thing you can get in Melbourne is you can walk to work in 43 degree heat and walk home and it's 17 degrees.
And that's, yeah, absolutely. The four seasons in one day
makes
reputation
no sense.
Of the city is very much a factor.
Yeah.
So you do tend to get at some stage, you will have a couple of 2 or 3 stifling days, but then you will have a dip. And the dip is so noticeable. You can feel the change in 15 minutes and it's
crazy,
upon you. It's quite staggering.
4-2 Maria Sakkari over Claire Liu in the decider on court 7 after 2.5 hours. Oh, it's now. Martin Lantalusa is 5-love, 2 points from a victory over Vit Kopriva. What we might... No, I don't think we'll get to that one in time.
Great turnaround there from Landolucci, in this heat to be 2 sets down, so deflating and so easy to roll over. It's a sign of his temperament, I think, that he's able to turn that around and come back and win. Bill from Chicago had been hoping for Hercats to keep the upsets rolling, but not to be.
Yes.
Bill, your compatriot, was the man that won that match. Great effort. Oh,
that was a roar from Maya Sharif. It's now match points for Landolucci of Spain. Really great young man. He's really fiery and feisty. He gets a crowd going. Maybe that cheer was for the winner. Yeah, it was that cheer we heard. 3 hours 44. Martin Landolucci of Spain had a really good run in Miami. He is through in 5 sets against Vit Kopriva.
And Jackson has written to say, hearing how TFO was playing, in addition to the FAA 5-love in the second set, he has to wonder who's heard the news about the new opening in the bracket and or the draw, that section of the draw, and maybe digging a little deeper since this might be some of these guys' best chances. Well, I think that's goes without saying that the door is open for someone to make
wide.
A big, big run.
Why? I mean, Djokovic thinking back, please don't fail me, because we're on to a winner, and Zverev's thinking back, please don't fail me. Wow.
My Anka had come back from work and opened my app and Sinner lost.
Oh.
What happened? Well, he was within a game of winning at 5-1 in the third set and hit the wall.
And he said, didn't he, that he woke up, he's not blaming the heat. He said, it's one of those days I woke up and it didn't feel great. But then he said he'd been practicing well. So it's sort of a slight contradiction in...
He did win 17 of the first 23 games and then two of the last 20.
Yeah, so it...
At a time when it got really
hot. How does
really
the ball
hot?
Just come yeah, like that? When you're 5-1, you'd think... It's crazy, isn't it? How the body can just shut down. Because you think at 5-1, you think, I'm nearly there. The way I've been playing, I can just crawl over. He physically could not.
No, and when we're saying he hit the wall, Mayank, he hit the wall. It was...
hard to see.
Yeah.
Game point for Sharif. Irina Sabalenka has arrived on court.
She will... The winner of that match will play Daria Kasatkina in the third round.
Ooh. Goff comes up to the drop shot. The lob is up from Sharif. The high backhand from Goff. Sharif goes cross court, wins the point, wins the game. She is on the board. 3-1, Coco Gauff leads.
What lovely craft that was, Gigi. Just great touch. She worked the point perfectly. Beautiful lob to set that up. For nice little put away on the forehand side. Some encouragement, some urging from a team.
There was a lot of finger pointing. Yeah.
Similar to what happens when we walk in and see you lecturing Marcus as to...
You know what? I gave up lecturing Marcus years ago. I like a very quiet life. It's some battles you're not going to win, Courtney.
Can only be told so many times.
Oh, Courtney.
Stefan has gone for the all green today. I've gone
it's
for
like
the
camouflage. He's trying to blend in. Blend it's camouflage. In.
I've gone for the double blue, the two blues.
He wants to hide from us because it's day 5. Backhand down the line from Goff. Sharif, nice to give it a bit old noise, doesn't she? She's lashings of spin on the ball. Drops that one short. Goff redirects down the line. Goff drop shot, sits up. Sharif gets to it. Oh, what a pickup!
Outstanding. Racket head control there from Sharif to find that angle. She really had to work because it was a great drop shot from Goff. Beautifully struck. But the only place she could go was to go cross court in front of her. But to be able to control it like she did at full stretch, delightful tennis. And we've seen some real flashes of why she, you know, for the better part of her career was in the WTA top 100 and playing all the events.
Yeah, and this is her surface. Her only... top 10 wins, two of them have come on the clay, unsurprisingly. She beat Carolyn Garcia in Madrid in 2023, Maria Sakkari Palmer 2022. Carolyn Garcia is here, pregnant, and doing the on-court interviews and her podcast. Maria Sakkari is on court and a game away from the third round. Hooks that forehand cross court, Sharif. She's got an opening on the Goff serve at 15:30. Remember, she's a breakdown. She's a very deep backhand, a lot flat. Oh, she got a drop shot. But Goff saw that, was there in plenty of time. That was sort of telegraphed to Goff that it was incoming.
And understandably, looked a bit frustrated afterwards. She slapped her thigh. She was well and truly in that point in a strong position. And, you win that, you've got two break points to get back on serve. Instead, it's a 30-all point. Still an opportunity, but just... half window shut or closed or at least not as advantageous as what it could have been.
Yeah. 30 all.
Let's premier service.
Félix Auger-Aliassime is on a charge, having now strung together 7 games in a row to be one love up in the third set of his match against Burruchaga.
Antonia Rusic and Madison Keys are underway on court 14. Backhand cross court swipe at that, Goff. Very deep from Sharif. Backhand cross court from Sharif. Inside up forehand from Goff. Backhand into the middle of the court. The forehand clips top of the net. Cross court from Goff. Goff, slices but gets it horribly wrong.
Just a couple of curiosities in positioning there, in part, I think, caused by that tape halfway through that sort of jumped deep, and she just got a little muddled. And so the break point opens up. Now, what sort of... is that the necklace of her homeland? The shape?
Possibly.
It's a beautiful necklace that Sharif is wearing. Sorry, I should specify who I'm talking about.
Break point and a second serve to look at. Goff, a fair few bounces, ready now. Kicks a serve down the tee. The off forehand back sits up. Oh, dear. Goff long with the backhand.
Goffman,
Maria. Maya Sharif with a spring in her step because she has regained the break. We are back on serve.
Good job there from Sharif to level. She did exceptionally well. It's aside from that service break, she's been right in this match. It's been an interesting contrast of styles.
I thought, going back to Jannik Sinner, there was a question from Eleanor Crooks towards the end about if you hadn't played as much. I know it's ifs, whats, and maybes.
Through the summer.
If you hadn't played through the clay, like I heard that he wasn't going to play Madrid, and then Alcaraz pulls out and the tournament's like, you've got to play Madrid, please. He's never going to miss Rome. It's Rome. So he was asked the question, he said, well, you don't know, and maybe, but I mean, he's played an awful lot of tennis, and in Rome he looked exhausted. We were interviewing him in the tunnel after matches, and he, before he was carrying interviews with Sky Italia, etc., and ourselves, he was leaning down, hands on knees. He wasn't trying to hide it. He was leaning against the wall. And when sometimes you get a number of questions and they were like, no, maybe just one, it was absolutely just one, because that man is exhausted and barely able to stand.
And they are not robots. I mean, his strike rate through the clay court season until today was like that of a robot.
Yeah.
But I do make the point that he was in an unbelievably dominant position. So he may have been feeling off this morning, he may have been sapped of energy, but for the best part of almost an entirety of a three-set match, he was the dominant player. And then whatever it was, the heat clearly has been a factor, and I cannot, he may have been feeling off, but you can't say that the heat wasn't a factor today.
To shut down at 5-1 in the third is truly phenomenal.
Oh, he's so close to getting through.
So close.
Yep. But then to not be able to summon any energy at all, it was just a stark contrast.
And it was really the backhand side as well. Couldn't lean down, couldn't stretch, couldn't get any power on the backhand at all.
Yep.
Forehand, you can still leather it now and then.
Forehand, you've got the space, the ability to stand open stand. You can be open standard. You don't have to get the feet moving quite as much. If the ball's coming to you, you can just slap through it. On the back end, you still got to get your legs moving. You have to get that around. There was nothing in the legs.
It's incredible, really. It shows you as human. It shows you when the body can't do it, it quite literally cannot do it.
And lots of discussion is, going back to Melbourne against Spazieri in terms of what unfolded that day. And it was quite dramatic scenes, very similar to today.
And Rome, remember Rome?
And Rome as well against Medvedev in the semi-final.
Yeah. When he was just couldn't get his breath in the chair, and he was shaking and he was sick at the back of the court. And that wasn't even massively to do with the heat, although it was hot, and a huge old slap from Sharif up the line for the winner, clipping the side edge of the line.
And it shows she can do it. We've seen just extreme topspin, and there's an extreme forehand grip that she uses where she really, really has it all the way as far west as you can imagine. And by that, she's almost gripping the underside of the racket in terms of across her knuckles. So extreme topspin, but she clearly shows on occasion she can flatten out, and that was one of those moments. Goff has got an extreme grip as well, but nowhere near as extreme as what the Sharif grip is.
We talk a lot about forehand. The Goff grip and that sort of frying pan face, the face of the racket that stares up at her when she's waiting to return to serve. Again, that drop shot was slightly telegraphed, and Goff had plenty of time to get up to it.
And there's a fact there as well that she moves so swiftly, Goff, that if you were going to try and drop shot her, it has to be exceptionally good. Well, that one, she was on top of it and basically hit that above the net height. And she was making the point of contact. So, yeah, lovely tennis.
Maria Sakkari is a winner. 6-3 in the third against Claire Liu in 2 hours and 38 minutes.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Maybe she will this
evening. Great work. Some lovely work from the Greek. Good to see her getting a couple of good wins and getting closer to rediscovering the form that made her a top 10 player.
Back to the moon balls from Sharif, and she missed with a moon ball, and she's striding forward. And Goff, I love Goff. She's hand on hip as if to say, really again? Alison Hughes is out, down.
It's just out. Just missed it.
Goff, Sharif. It was Goff hands on hips going, we're doing this again.
And Sharif was, whew, did she have a point of order to call? She was on the march. There was, yep.
15,
the replay suggests that it's certainly bounced about 1 centimetre long.
Breakpoint Goff to regain her advantage in this first set. We're underway, Sabalenka, Jacquemot. We will go to that. But it's only right we see this set out, and we've lost Stefan. So if we wanted to go anywhere, we couldn't.
No.
But that's fine.
Where does Stefan disappear to?
I don't know. I mentioned he was in camouflage. He's probably hiding somewhere.
He could well be in the box.
Behind a bush. Yeah, no, he could be here somewhere. That'd be weird if we couldn't see him, though.
Second
thing. He's done a good, just a tremendous job. Now, one thing you see when the... I'll bring this up after this point.
Breakpoint Goff. First of two. Sharif winds herself up, tosses the ball, serves down. Oh, that bounce and kicked up. Short ball for Sharif to come in and attack on. She's at the net. She put, oh, just snaps her wrist around that high forehand, dragged it out of the air, smashed it away, and saves the first break point.
Listeners will not be able to see this clearly, but trying to paint the picture, whenever the camera pans back to the person returning, quite often you see the linesman in the background, and beside the linesman is a little box with the sponsorship hoarding, or the sponsor's brand, and it does really look like there is a crocodile about to attack the linesman. It just vivid, where it's, oh, mouth open, ready to snap the right leg of the linesman.
There's a lot of crocodiles on this court. Second break point for Goff to try and convert. Forehand spins through the middle of the court, brought down by Sharif. Sharif is slamming these balls into the corner, then she comes forward with the volley. She drops it over. Goff should get the does. Oh, she missed it.
Pump of the fist from one player. The other player, Goff, on this occasion, left hand up, just gesturing to herself in some frustration. A bright start has gotten away from her, from 3-love back to, it's still 3-2, still ahead, but now at deuce, could be back on it. Even keel or level pegging after this game.
Yeah, two more break points gone begging. Dardari and Komisanya, 5-all first set, court 6. Dardari had the early break. Backhand from Goff through the middle of the court. Drop shot. Here comes Goff. She's quick. Ooh, she goes up. And again, she's really good at snatching those balls out of the air. That sort of wrist snap.
Yeah. Exceptional drop shot as well. On that occasion, Goff a little further back in the court. All she could do was get there and be defensive with the forehand. Tried to lob it up. Sharif positioned herself about mid-court and just, that was basically the wrist snap that got that past her.
So
well played.
15-40. Game point. Sharif serves that way. It's a good serve. She opened up the down the line, and that's where she goes. But Goff gets her in plenty of time and spins the ball cross court. Goff with the forehand, places it deep down the line. Goff with the backhand down the other wing, forehand cross court. Goff's the one on the move. Oh, Goff has to reset and snatches that forehand from the back of the court. Another. Oh, she's overhit. No, she hasn't. Goff finds the back edge of the line, draws the arrow, juice.
And just some frustration there from Sharif. I think she thought she might have had that point under control. Just the heavy, heavy, heavy topspin from Goff, dropping it at the perfect time and made it difficult because Sharif hadn't moved her feet enough to sort of get back into position. And well played by the American. Both women throwing a lot at each other in the infancy of this match.
Yeah, it's becoming a really, really important game, this sixth game. Goff had chances to break. Sharif had a chance to hold. Already been a breakdown. Shade now covering the court. The volley, if it... Ooh. Oh. I was going to say, if it landed in, it was just sat up and then just couldn't get the height she needed, Goff.
Yeah, opted for the angled backhand passing shot, but just never, ever, ever had enough margin for error. Both hands go to her head in disappointment. It's a little fraught at the moment, this match. We are 37 minutes in, and it's still the sixth game.
Point for 3-all. Too deep. I feel like I can hear cheering from somewhere. I'm not sure where. Where could it be? Everything's in its sort of infancy. Maybe it's the Komisanya our dairy match. I imagine that's quite feisty with the fans on court six.
And out on court six, absolutely.
Argentina against Italy.
Yes.
Egalité.
Ooh, double fault.
And double fault by quite a margin. Big, big suck of breath. Big gasp. Trying to compose herself here. The Egyptian, she's taking her time between points, as we've said.
Yeah. It's a touch. Laura Sigmund-esque. In terms of setting up time to serve. Kicks that serve up. Backhand down the line. A looping, lofted ball brought down with a backhand cross-court from Goff. Flattened out from Shreve. Down the line, backhand from Goff. Goff now plays her forehand. A little bit of height on that. Very deep from Shreve off the forehand. And it's long from Goff.
Great work there from Shreve. Changed the pace. Really flattened through that and got it deep and hard and fast to Goff. Not able to react in time. Draws the error. Very, very tight match this has become.
Sun's still shining down on the Shreve box. Coach was holding up two fingers. Not the rude way round.
I believe I saw that sign delivered in this box the other day.
From who?
Just for two. Just asking for two minutes. Eleanor Preston.
Oh. Lady Eleanor. That from Lady Eleanor.
Oh, she was just asking for two of something, I think.
Two of... But not your crisps you so kindly bought. Thousands of miles. They haven't been open. They haven't been touched.
The twisties.
I think she's hoping they go untouched. And then on the last day, she can just snaffle the bag. That's my theory on the... I was going to do that with the snakes, but you've cracked them open now.
Oh. That's disappointing.
Yeah. But they were always going to be cracked open. They were never going to... But the fact they lasted shut for 5 days...
I was the one that cracked.
I know, you were the one that... But you brought them over, so... Through the middle of the court goes Goff. We're still in the sixth game, and we have come back to juice. Goff, she go inside in? No, she goes inside out with the forehand. Down the line goes Shreve. Centre of the court goes Goff. Forehand down the line from Shreve. Back and up line from Goff. Forehand cross court from Shreve. Goff sort of little shuttle steps, and then Shreve tees off, frames it, misses the court. Break point Goff for 4-2.
And the body language from that on that occasion from Goff after winning that extended point, a lot more positive. She pumped the fist a couple of times. Meanwhile, we flash back to the Shreve box. A little disconcerting. They look a little uncomfortable at a chance potentially gone begging in this game. And we see some coaching. It's rather theatrical, isn't it, Gigi?
Yeah. I think he wants even more height.
Yeah, keep it high.
And there was a little bit of a Vamos in there as well. Well, that serve kicks up. Oh, there we go. Yeah, and she looks at the coach. She says, thank you very much. That worked.
Now, if you can flash back, I'd love to see how fast that serve was hit. It was directed to the forehand, but for mine, it looked like it was hit rather slowly.
Yeah.
Meaning that Goff had to generate all the pace and then the nod of affirmation. Back to the box. You were right, yeah, coach.
Thanks,
coach. I don't
coach.
Say it much, but you were right.
Yeah, thanks for that. Right, we're back to juice, and now it's game point Shreve.
Shreve.
And again, because Goff also plays with such extreme topspin on that forehand, she probably prefers the pace coming to her, and Shreve doing a good job here of making her try and create her own speed.
Really good job. Game point. Can she lock us in at three games all after 41 minutes played? Serve sits up. Inside out forehand from Goff. Up the line from Shreve. Centre the court from Goff. Goff, and it's long. Shreve was attacking mid-court, and she sort of looks up to the box again. They're kind of like, no, that wasn't our advice on that one. That's yours.
Didn't mind the play. She did try and rush her right at the end. She got the shorter ball she was probably looking for and only marginally overcooked it, but overcooked it she did.
12 minutes this game, number six.
We're now at 42 minutes for this set, and we are... potentially not even halfway through it.
Oh. Juice.
Potentially, when Marcus returns to the commentary box, Shreve might still be serving in this game.
This first set. Yeah, you're right. Not the first set. This game might still be going. Was a massive cheer. It wasn't for the end of this game, because this game will never end. Goff with the backhand, lofts it up, sits up high, a moon ball from Sharif. Goff takes it down, goes into the corner, Goff's at the net, the lob is up. Oh, Goff has to scamper back, but it's long.
So we saw the athleticism there of Goff on that occasion. She was able to leap into the air, the double-fisted backhand enabled her to come in because it was good and deep and it was a good approach, and Sharif scrambling to the side, to the backhand wing, could only throw up a lob and not able to control it. So I love the aggression there from Goff. I love the choice of shot. She picked the right moment. Can she reap the ultimate reward on this point? There's a little pause of play at the moment as something has happened in the stands. Perhaps
I think someone is...
Perhaps just a little heat situation in the stands. It is in the sunny side. Sharif was, we heard a little, I suppose, discussion, some chatter.
Has Goff got to get some water for them?
One of the ball boys is taking some water across. Stefan's out of camouflage and back, ready to leap into action as well if needs be.
He's listening to us. We called for you a few times, Stefan. Oh, did you write to me? Oh, Stefan sent me a message.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, the elevator didn't work.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry, Stefan. If it was a cry for help, I missed it. How long were you in the elevator for? 10 minutes.
We almost lost the most critical member of our team.
You were stuck in the elevator and I didn't reply. Oh, sorry. I feel really bad. It's got so focused on this 15-minute sixth game, which is never going to end. Oh, my word.
Is your heart beating
you
a little faster?
How many were you in the lift? Oh, and they're really hot, aren't they? The lifts are really... Oh.
How was the conversation?
I was happy to be
outside. Oh, yeah. Yeah, how was the conversation?
Some stress levels.
Was anyone...
A little bit stressed.
So there was a little bit of stress. And which lift was it, just so I don't go in it?
Yes.
The one on the left.
That one over there. Oh, I never use that lift.
Oh, no, that's... Well, it's banned for life for me. That's a situation. We still have the delay in play at the moment.
So shall we... No, because they're not doing anything. They've just taken a break.
Oh.
Jacquemot had a break point on the Sabalenka serve. Sabalenka's held, so that's 2-1 Sabalenka. Courtney looks confused. What's happening? Oh, Courtney's actually taken his headphones off.
I'm going to come back onto air. We just saw some... I suppose a shot of the Eiffel Tower in the distance from the match where we're broadcasting this great match out with Sharif and Goff. And it looked to me that there were very, very dark skies behind the Eiffel Tower. I'm wondering if there's weather or if that was just some sort of stock shot that they showed us. Because we're...
Poor Stefan.
Because it looks bright sunshine at the moment.
Elevator,
it was
just
a...
sent him outside again.
No, nothing. It was just a weird, dark skied moment. Sorry, it may have been... Perhaps I'm hallucinating myself up here, but because we know that was some sort of thunderstorms predicted for potential thunderstorm
later
today.
In the week, is it today?
Oh, there was some chatter, perhaps just some gibber. Sorry that I was making up, but there had been a hint, I think, of a thunderstorm. But Stefan says there's nothing towards the tower, and it does look very bright and blue.
Stefan, what we might do. While the spectator is tended to, we might dip over to Philippe Chatrier. We will come back to this epic sixth game where Goff has a point for 4-2, but let's just see a couple of points of Elsa Jacquemot, the French player. I think they are actually about to resume, so. But we'll see a couple of points. This game, sixth game, will still be going. Elsa Jacquemot serving. In lemon yellow, likes to wear the shorts, Jacquemot. Rina Sabalenka inside the baseline, looking to crunch that forehand, which she does, off the return. I mean, that was frightening. Yeah. First meeting between the two.
She, looking to crunch, it was absolutely thunderstruck, that forehand.
Wasn't it?
Lots of power, pounced on the shorter second serve and just went whack.
Coco Gauff's actually in conversation with JC Farrell, getting a little bit of, probably saying, how am I going to deal with all these ridiculously high balls I'm getting? Ooh, Sabalenka missed it. She went for it into the corner.
Corner cans.
They just marginally pulled that one wide. There's 70 minutes on the clock in this match. That serve at 156 miles from the French woman. Clearly, she's got the support of the crowd. Most of the court on Court Philippe Chatrier, the grandstands, are now in the shade. There's still an element on the, I suppose, the side back towards the tower where there's some sun still blazing. But yeah.
The medics have arrived on Susan Longdon. They're tending to the member of the public. The backhand return from Sabalenka, inside out from Jacquemot. Backhand cross court, very deep from Sabalenka. Wide from the French player, and that's 30-all. I don't think they'll be able to continue playing because the spectator who was taken ill is quite low down in the stands, sort of almost courtside.
And of course, you know, the fan and patronage safety as well as the health of the players needs to be prioritised in these sort of moments.
As we said, these are very hot days and times that we're dealing in, as Aryna Sabalenka has a break point. 18 minutes played.
The fans are really filing into this court for
Merci.
What they hope will be a really good clash between the world number one and the French, the hometown hero. A hometown favourite.
Hometown hope.
Hope is a good word.
Back behind goes Sabalenka with a beauty of a forehand. Such great depth on it. The precision was there. And she leads 3-1.
It really smacked into the back of the hoardings at the back of the court. A message from Lindsay from Ohio. So hello, glad Lindsay. We're back on air. Thank you. Truly the highlight of our summer. Likes the balance of tennis and commentary. So thank you for that note. Gigi, we do feel like you're keeping us great company. Such a shame to see Yannick collapse physically. Do you think it's safe to say that he could prove to be his Achilles heel? That's what I've written today in my piece. As his career progresses, what do you think does to a player mentally to see the forecast and know it's your greatest adversary? Still an incredible player, and I'm certain he's an incredible player. We'll see him back and going well. And I think, look, Lindsay, they're working hard to try and sort this out. They'll make that work. Today, difficulty, so was the Australian Open where he had some troubles, but I'm sure the team is working hard to try and find a solution.
We've come back to Susan Longdon. We couldn't miss the conclusion of this game. Oh, is it going to be the conclusion? No.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Of course, it's not going to be the conclusion of this game. We've had 8 minutes since it was stopped. That was break point golf, and we are back, Courtney.
At juice.
There we go.
And if it was 8 minutes the play was stopped, I think the game had already been going for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, no, we were up around 15.
15, were we? Oh. So this is potentially a 23-minute game.
Oh, my word.
So certainly there's 50 minutes on the clock at 3-2 in the first.
Oh, wow. When you put it like that, I'm looking at all the other games and how far along they are. Right, and we've had a new one appear. Brandon Nakashima and Luka Van Asch have come on court. They'll probably have left court. Right, Goff with the forehand inside in. Into the net goes Sharif. Another opportunity for the American, the defending champion, to get the breakers.
There have been doubles players whose Roland Garros appearances began and finished before this service game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stefan got caught in a lift.
He got caught in a lift for 10 minutes. It was still going.
Had a career, a life-threatening drama.
And I missed the message. I felt so bad. I didn't see it. I was just so focused on the tennis. I mean, you don't want me to be on my phone, and I missed it.
What's this guy doing riding at this stage? It's a critical game.
And it's breakpoint Goff for a fifth time. Goes back behind Goff. Oh, and Sharif, cross court. Goff takes it. Oh, she's got it! What defense from Coco Gauff! And what a scream from Coco Gauff!
You could just sense that hiding beneath that relatively calm demeanor with some tension and some anxiety after winning that. And how she won that point, by the way, because Sharif had about three brown strokes on top of the net. And on each occasion, she hit it to where Goff was running. And Goff, well read, finally got one where she was able to whip it back and stunned her. And, yeah, absolute jubilation. Big smile on her face and then a roar of delight. And that's just because it was the longest game ever.
Wow, it was. It was. As we say, during that game, Stefan got stuck in a lift and was rescued and came back to us. And Courtney actually asked, where's Stefan? I just thought you were camouflaging yourself somewhere in the all green, in the lift. The lob is up from Sharif. Oh, that was... an overhead that Coco Gauff will never want to see again.
So, look, it wasn't not the easiest one. She had to work back to it, but she did look to be in good position. She made great contact. Just went metres wide, and the left hand went straight up to her mouth as to say, oh, gosh.
Elsa Jacmo's broken back immediately against the world number one there on serve. Sabalenka 3-2. Gauff places the backhand down the line. Squash shot Sharif goes long. It's 3-3 Muzic. Keys. It's 3-3 third set in the Felix Auger-Aliassime match.
And Comensana has taken the first set in the Argentina-Italy battle against Dardari, 7-6, 7-5 in the tiebreaker.
That was a one-hour set.
Have you ever been caught in a lift, Gigi?
No. I think I'd be all right. Like, I know some people that double fought from Gauff that whatever floor they're on in a hotel, they take the stairs because they are worried of such a thing happening. And in Madrid, when we had the power cut last year at the Madrid Masters, the 1000 event, when all the power went, there were a lot of people caught in lifts because there's two or three lifts there that take people up and down.
So two break points here as Gauff misses with the backhand wide.
How would you be if you were stuck on? Have you been stuck in a lift?
I haven't been stuck in a lift. It might depend on who the people or the company were.
Yeah, that's
were.
True. I don't think Stefan was enamoured with his lift mates. No, I don't think they're going to keep in touch. They're not going to share their experience. Sharif has just been gifted. We've gone from the longest game where Gauff broke to the shortest game where Sharif broke back. This is a bit of a head scratcher, I would say.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And again, a roar of delight from Sharif of... I suppose defiance from her. She's really taken the fight up to the champion here in this first set. It's a battle of wits, it's a battle of mind, it's a battle against the clock.
Wow, where are we? 55 minutes, we've played 7 games.
Stefan, I can't believe that you've had a life threatening.
I mean, you've turned it into a life... How did it become life-threatening?
An emergency situation.
I think life-threatening
emergency
is quite...
Emergency situation.
Did you feel your life...
Well, it was hot. It's hot.
No, but not life-threatening. But it was very, 10 minutes.
He's a calm and composed character.
I mean, you're making it sound like it was an hour with 12 people and the lift was hanging by a metal thread and it was about to plunge into the depth of the stadium. It just stopped.
Were you listening to our commentary? Just hoping that Gigi would take a break and look at her phone.
Did you hear the bit when Courtney said, where's Stefan? See, it's because I was focusing on the tennis. If Courtney, I didn't want Courtney going awake, all she did was just look at her phone. All she did. 2 hours. I'm keeping my phone near me now. I'm one of those people that I keep my phone on all night with the sound on. A lot of people, when they go to bed, either switch it off or put it on silent. I never do. Because if someone's going to ring me at night, it's an emergency, and I want to hear it, has always been my thinking. So I never switch my phone off. Don't start calling me at all hours, but I don't switch it off or on silent.
See, I have mine off.
Off? What if someone needs you?
Who needs me?
What
no
if
one
your
really
wife needs,
me.
Needs you? I know she's with you this week. Why did you stick two fingers? What happened? Why do you keep sticking two fingers up at me? What are you doing? Just I didn't see your message. Don't have to be like that. He's changed. Since he got stuck in the lift, he's changed. He used to be so nice and calm and lovely.
Yeah, we use the term dropper. I think he just dropped the bird to you 3 times.
Yes, just because I didn't see your message. You can't hold it against me. Can't believe this. Stefan's crying. He's very traumatised by what she's just been through. My chief is still screaming as she hits the back of cross court onto the surface line. We might scream shortly. Oh, the slice from Goff, the overhead backhand from Sharif, the lob from Goff. Oh, side of the sideline. Oh, the lob, but Sharif has gone into the back of the court. Goff with a very high forehand goes inside in for the winner. Not really sure what's transpired the last few minutes.
I mean, that was an extraordinary point. It's been an extraordinary situation. As I said, I can't believe I've seen Stefan flip the bird three times.
Three times? What were you trying to say, if not swearing at me? I feel that the lift thing has affected you more than we thought. I feel like he doesn't think we took it seriously enough. Actually, no, you called it a life-threatening situation. Courtney did.
Clearly.